The only news to your remote? A U.S. judge in Washington said he plans to decide later on Sunday whether to block a Trump administration order banning Apple Inc. and Alphabet Inc.'s Google from offering Chinese-owned video sharing app TikTok for download. U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols said after a 90-minute Sunday morning hearing that he plans to issue a public order before the end of the day. A lawyer for TikTok argued during the hearing that the ban was unprecedented and irrational. Jordan's King Abdullah dissolved parliament on Sunday, officials said, which under constitutional rules means the government must resign within a week, paving the way for elections in November. In July, Jordan's Electoral Commission set November 10th as the date for parliamentary elections after the monarch called for countrywide polls to be held at the end of the parliament's four-year term. Police in Belarus have detained at least 53 people so far across the country on Sunday amid protests against the outcome of last month's presidential election. This, according to a list published by rights group Vesna. The arrest came as tens of thousands of protesters gathered in Minsk for the seventh straight weekend, calling on veteran President Alexander Lukashenko to step down. And U.S. President Donald Trump demanded Sunday that his Democratic rival Joe Biden take a drug test either before or after the pair's first debate on Tuesday in his latest salvo against his opponent's mental acuity. The president tweeted, "I will be strongly demanding a drug test of Sleepy Joe Biden prior to or after the debate on Tuesday night," end quote, or tweet. The president also tweeted that he thinks Biden's performances have been uneven, which he attributed to drugs. Mr. Trump tweeted he'd be taking a drug test, too.